Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, that makes this Friday Eve. Unfortunately, tomorrow in the Shaw, Donald Trump darkening the doorstep. I'm dragging you with my ankles. Okay, man, we're going. We're going.
We're going to the Trump treason tour. Excellent. Can't wait to meet all the oath keepers and the three percenters and the white Christian nationalists and whatever the new armed racists are calling themselves these days. It's going to be a blast.
Well, in deference to the fact that we're going to the Tim Michaels Donald Trump rally tomorrow night and broadcasting it live from Waukesha, let me tell you what's happening tonight live from Waukesha.
Yeah.
Our pal Joel Clayfish, and I won't, you know, tie the parts together. You'll do the math. But Joel's quite pleased. He's got a fine guest happening on his show tonight. Claiborne Benson, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. And apparently they worked together some years ago in television. So on the Raised in the Shaw show with Joel Clayfish, and, you know, there's your equal time Clayfish camp, Joel will have Claiborne Benson, executive director, Wisconsin Black Historical Society. More of a hunting, fishing, good guy show, less political for those just learning the lineup around here, Dom.
844-967-2789. I have some breaking news. Unfortunately, our friends in Minnesota, StarTribune.com reporting the Mall of America was placed on lockdown today as police are on the scene of an active incident. Thursday afternoon, Mall spokesman Dan Jesper confirmed the lockdown was in place but did not have further details. He said more information would be released later. Bloomington police said in a tweet that, quote, we are currently working an active incident inside Mall of America on the northwest side. Numerous officers are on the scene. Social media posts showed shoppers running for the exits while others were directed to take shelter. Videos of officers armed with rifles walking the concourse were also posted. A short video posted to Twitter shows a man walking toward a Nike store while shouts and sound of three apparent gunshots can be heard. Danny Reinen, 22, a Minneapolis student, was at the mall with friends when the announcement came over the quote, it was really sudden. We were at the Barnes & Noble. Suddenly there was an announcement over the loudspeaker. The mall is on lockdown, and it is not a drill. The staff rushed us to the back room where we are waiting right now. Everyone's trying to stay calm, but you can really feel the tension and anxiety in the air. He said about 75 people were in the small room. They did not hear any shots fired but saw people running away. So once again, Mall of America on lockdown.
KSTP TV in Minneapolis also reporting Mall of America on lockdown, police responding to reports of shots fired. 844-967-2789. Dom, the verdict in Alex Jones's case that came down today, at least the monetary verdict in the defamation suit. And let's not forget, that was what, a school shooting that
Sandy
Alex
Hook,
Jones
yes.
claimed was, you know, what do you call them? Actors. They were crisis actors.
Yes, yes.
And the jury, and I kind of shocked at the small monetary award, $4 million, a little over four. And maybe there's more coming from the punitive phase. You know, maybe it's going to be a big number, $100 million. I don't.
According to Reuters, jurors will next consider the parents' request for as much as $75 million in punitive damages from Jones spreading falsehoods about the killing of 20 children and six staff. at Sandy Hook in December of 2012.
Well, here's the good news. After the fact, after he made targets of these families, he says, oh, no, it's 100% real. Now that I've met the families, I believe it. It wasn't a false flag. Sorry, got it all wrong. Sorry, I've been saying it for years and made your family targets in their time of tragedy. So I hope it's not a tragic night tonight in Minneapolis, but the news coming out of Minneapolis is that the Mall of America is on lockdown and police are responding to reports of shots fired. We'll keep you posted, folks, if we get more. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks, guys. And once CJ says an outright lie about that abortion right up to the minute of birth, he's just, that maybe right then you should just cut him off. So he's only not lying there because that simply does not occur.
Well, I'm very encouraged by the outcome in Kansas and the vote. We talked about it quite a bit. The fact that it crushed this concept that even, you know, people in a very red state would want to see women lose the right of autonomy over their own body. And God forbid some poor woman is in the last trimester and there's some medical emergency to her, to the fetus, and it came to that. I mean, can you imagine? I just saw pictures of my wife pregnant. And I mean, it's been, you know, a long time. My kids are taller than I am now. It's been a long time since my wife had this big baby belly and I was kissing it and I loved that time of our lives. And that seemed like a long time ago, man. But anyways, Mark, your thoughts. I'll let you talk a lot.
Yeah, and thanks so much. And I mean, that touches, you know, that kind of incident touches me because my stepson's wife had a crisis pregnancy. And unfortunately, the child did survive, but it was a bad situation. But there's some lifelong consequences, you know, for the child there. But I mean, it is, you know, that but the child is alive and healthy and.
But we all dream of that day. You know what I mean? Can you imagine being, I'm sorry, Mark, but at the precipice that you've been dreaming about it for 9 months or as long as you've known your wife or whatever is pregnant, you have these aspirations, you pillow talk at night, you have all these different dreams when your miss is pregnant. And anyone that would abort in the third term, I mean, that's a tragedy for that family, Mark, but I'll stop talking, man. You go.
And it is, but we just need to call these people out because CJ is just out lying. I mean that, that it is just, you know, that, and you should just say, just cut them off at that because I get tired of hearing it, you know, and the people pull this kind of stuff. And
well, Mark, I'm going to cut you short only because we all get a little tired of hearing it. I don't like being lied to, and. You know, when someone is so shifty, you know, if I've been caught in an unreasonable position, it's happened, you know, like twice in 11 years, you know, I mean, I may move around and whatever, but at least I try to stay somewhere tangentially to the same topic. You know, we don't squirm out of it. And eventually, and there have been times, Dom, I feel confident there have been many times when you came to the realization you were wrong. You may not have confessed, but I will confess, I have been wrong like twice. And when you realize it, and it might not be on the show in real time, but I think there's been at least a couple times where we've come back and said, you're right, Dom got it wrong.
So what? I mean, sometimes we try to get it right. You know, opinions are not right or wrong. Generally, opinions are opinions. Everyone has them, right? So, but if there is a,
be informed, and if you
no doubt. But I mean, if you're informed, if your opinion is informed by the Bible or some holy book, and you're going to use that opinion to create legislation to force me to live your life, that's an opinion, and it's one I don't respect. But that is an opinion. But however, if there's a factual issue, sky is blue. No, it looks like it's red to me. Nope, it's actually blue today. Okay, my bad. It's blue. I mean, and so what? So if I get something wrong, and Curtis, I think you probably feel the same way on a factual basis. Absolutely. I don't want to be wrong. I want to be right. And if I'm wrong, I'm fine with being corrected. I have no problem with that.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, factually wrong, but what if your opinions are just wrong?
Well, opinions are like elbows, man. Everybody's got one. So, you know, you can't, you can value an opinion or you can discard an opinion. But you know, that is different from being factually wrong on very specific topics.
For our friends listening on AM 950 out of Minneapolis, there is apparently a lockdown at the Mall of America. We'll keep updating you as we can. Apparently, police responding to shots fired. Dom, I know it's a like a train wreck transition, but you know, I got another topic I'd like to bring up at this point. After that happy moment, let me tell you about the thing that a Fox News pundit just couldn't escape, Dom. I could not escape the smell of weed.
Ah, smells like freedom, baby.
This man complaining, this Foxy News guy, because, you know, he walked through Central Park. Fox News contributor Joe Concha on Thursday connected violent crime in New York City to the smell of weed in Central Park.
Of course he did.
Well, it's a straight line, direct.
Totally.
How could we not see it until this guy said it? During a segment on Fox Business, guest host Dagan McDowell suggested there was soaring crime because liberal district attorneys were letting suspects go free with little or no bail requirements.
I agree. If Alvin Bragg should totally indict Donald Trump and the Trump Organization.
Do not bring up that man's name again. You know, he can have his day right after Merrick Garland Day, but if he ain't bringing indictments, he is down my list of persona non grata. Konchka agreed. We're allowing these people out on the streets, and we wonder why there's an exodus going on out of New York and out of San Francisco and out of Los Angeles. It's primarily due to crime. It's due to the drug use that we see in the open air. I took a walk in Central Park yesterday. Had some time to kill. I bet he did. I could not escape the smell of weed everywhere. And it's just New York is not what it used to be. I know that personally. Used to be able to get a handy in Times Square.
Oh, like right, man. Come on. Yo, when I was your age, back in my day.
Konchka became angry as he shouted at New York City Mayor Eric Adams, start to do something about it, sir, because you're going to lose all that tax revenue. I'm sorry. I was having a hard time saying it with a serious face. You're going to lose all that tax revenue as people move more and more to places like Florida and Kentucky.
Kentucky
and Idaho.
What? Idaho?
New York, Idaho.
Idaho.
Come back. Potatoes. Weedy
potatoes.
More devils.
You are a madman. I want to party with you.
Didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, as always, for your take at 844-967-2789. Curdy, the foxy guy that was all mad about the weed smell in Central Park in New York, right? So he's complaining about the mayor. Everyone's moving to Idaho and Kentucky and Florida. I wish they would. New Yorkers, go to Idaho. I mean, there's like 20 million people in New York metro area. There's like 1.75 million people in the entire state of Idaho. And they get two senators. Kentucky's got like 4.5 million people. There's 20 million people in New York metro. Go down there too. Let's get ourselves a couple more senators, legalize the weed, and it'll smell like freedom everywhere we go.
Well, I don't know if they've noted, but you know, the legal marijuana in New York actually generates tax revenue. And you could say the weedy smell, it's overwhelming, it's driving people to Idaho. Well, look at what's happening in Denver. It's a $700 million annualized industry in one city, and ain't nobody moving out of Denver because it smells too weedy. But for those that would, contrary to your, you know, poor strategery, they're the sort of squares that would vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, come on,
man. If you're moving to Idaho because you smell too much weed down at Central Park, You're just the sort of jacknut that...
I'm suggesting smoke. The weed smokers also move to Idaho. Take it over, man. 1.7 mile New York, you can do this. And let me just say another thing about industry.
Is weed legal in Idaho?
I'm not clear. Does it matter? Come and smoke it wherever I go. Except Russia. We'll get there. But if you're going to talk about the smells of industry, have you ever been to Wisconsin? You ever smell the country gravy when you're driving by the manure pits and the cow smell? And man, pigs are really, really bad. It's a very distinct smell, pigs versus cows. If you don't know, now you know. I mean, there's smell to all sorts of industry. What are you talking about, man? You want the tax revenue, but you don't want the smell. Well, you and me both, brother. Look at the smokestacks coming off all the manufacturing. I mean, come on, really? He's just a square who's mad that everyone else is having fun except him.
You know, I was in Kakana very, very recently.
Yes.
It has a pungent smell.
The paper industry sort of is.
It burns the nostrils.
It's yes.
When
yes,
I was growing does. Up here on the in Madison, Wisconsin, I grew up very near the Oscar Mayer plant. You know, where they made the bologna and rendered the animals. Oh, that was... You know, when the wind blew right, smell you some B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
And that's all fine. And, you know, the country gravy, the manure, that's fine. The cow smell, that's fine. But, don't let me go in on the weed, man. That's totally unacceptable. What a jackass.
Brittany Griner, WNBA star, who apparently confessed to entering Russia. She said it was an accident. I doubt it was. I mean, I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I think she probably meant to bring her weed with hash oil or some vaporized version thereof, as I understand it. But 9 years. 9 years. And, of course, she got a stiff sentence because they're using her as a political pawn. And they're trying to put her up against, what, a murderer?
Arms dealer.
One for one.
What kind of authoritarian, ass-backwards, crap-hole country prosecutes, convicts, and jails cannabis users? I mean, what kind of crazy world are we living in?
Hey, don't we do that?
Oh, that's right. You know, when you put it like that, it sounds really bad.
And here in the state of Wisconsin, we often reference our friends listening across the river on AM 950. They've got half as many incarcerated prisoners, and they spend about half as much on the budget. And I've been
not trying hard enough, man.
I've been to the cities, at least
America.
It does smell like freedom there quite frequently.
And Chicago's got the legal weed as well. Of course, we sit alone, and let's not forget Michigan. Also, you can go to UP. I like to go to Detroit, but whatever. And here we sit, and here and now we. And everyone's talking about this. And of course, this is terrible. I mean, Brittany Grant, I mean, it's a vape cartridge, man. I had a buddy pick one up for me when he drove through Chicago last time. I'm still waiting to get it, right? You can get one for like $70. Maybe it's a little more in Illinois because it's like $80 with all the taxes down there. All the revenue comes from somewhere. Comes from the buyers, man. Stays out of the black market, generally speaking. So, I mean, and so... We talk about this, and a lot of people talk about. Of course, it's terrible. What's going on in this country? I mean, really, someone smoked. Well, that's just the consequence of action, right? Is that what you think? Republicans, do you think Brittany Griner deserves 9.5 years in a Russian prison for bringing over a vape cartridge you can buy for $80 in Illinois? Are you kidding me? I mean, this as terrible as that is, it is an awful reflection of ourselves as well.
Well, Dominic, if you were caught again, you'd be a felon in the state of Wisconsin.
You can, law. Yes, a second charge under Wisconsin law, you can be charged as a felon.
And I'm not sure, but that, and if you got an abortion, you would also be a criminal. I'm not sure, felon or misdemeanor, but, you know, ironic to me that you would also be a criminal for taking something out of your body.
Versus putting something in. Where's all the freedom people, man? Bodily rights. Don't we all have the right to get through the day how we decide to do it so long as I'm infringing upon your rights?
No, they absolutely
libertarian friends, my freedom friends, my Ayn Rand friends, my Republican friends. Is it all only just freedom for your body, or is it just, you know, your freedom imposed upon us, regardless of what our religious or lack of religious beliefs may be?
Do you see the two-time MVP winning quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Packers quarterback. Before I get there, we'll talk about him next. Dropkick Murphys. I love them for two reasons. This is a kick-ass anthem that just made the movie Departed. I love that movie. DiCaprio was great right until he died.
Everybody dies.
Scorsese won his first Oscar for that movie. And the other reason why I love the Dropkick Murphys is because when Scotty Wanker tried to steal this song, they came out and they told us exactly what they thought of the band. We literally hate you, Scott Walker.
Stop playing our music.
Yes.
Like, we literally hate you. Yes.
Dropkick Murphys. Didn't work out well for Scott Walker. He finished his presidential campaign a lot like DiCaprio's end in that movie. Come back. Walker, go get your freaking shine box. Different movie, but you get the point.
Smoke weed every day.
I really don't know if I have the authority to.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour, the Friday Eve edition. Tomorrow, about this time, we'll be live from a Donald Trump rally in the Shaw, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
That, you know, when you say Donald location. Trump rally, it sounds so, like, politically legitimate, man. This is the Trump treason tour, and I want you to refer to it as such from now on. That's Trump treason tour.
That's not what they're calling it. They're calling it Trump rally blitz. I got a little email missive just a little bit ago. Can I share just a little?
Please.
And we'll get to the phones, 844-967-2789. Friend, I'm a friend now. President Trump is one day away from taking the stage in Wisconsin, and we need you to help stop big tech from censoring, all caps, his American First message. Big tech is censoring Donald Trump.
And low tech, we're going to broadcast it.
Come on, there's a little tech involved.
Yeah, I know, man. Come on. Broadcast radio been around a long time, man.
By taking our Trump rally poll, you'll be proving to the radical left that real patriots support Donald Trump's historic legacy. Can we count on your prompt response? And here's a quote from Donald J. Trump. They still list him as the president here. Together, we cannot fail. We will not fail. We will make America great again, greater than ever before. I mean, you could take that quote anywhere. So here are your options, Dom. Yes, I stand with President Trump, or no, I support censorship. It is a pretty binary, but actually it's really sort of a, you know, let's just say you feel a little pushed in the corner. So should we just see a couple of the questions from the poll? Why not, right?
No, why not? I mean, let's go through the exercise.
Donated before using account? Log in. Anyways. Dom, will you support the Trump rally blitz? I'm going to put no.
I'm there. We're going to cover it. We're going to address it. We're going to talk about it. We're talking about it now. Is that the fact that we even acknowledge it is some sort of support?
Well, you know, they acted like it was going to be a poll, but there's only one question. Will you support the Trump rally blitz? And even though I've answered no, the next line says, please contribute any amount right now to help make Trump rally blitz a huge success. And then it's got like a scrolling amount of how much different patriots, apparently they're all patriots.
You know, only the finest patriots donate the most money.
And then there are all these different, you know, little boxes that are jumping out at me, telling me how much I could contribute now. And keeping this box check will make this a monthly recurring donation to fund the GOP's fight to take back the House and Senate in November. It's conveniently pre-checked for
you. Oh, see, so they're saving you time and energy to have to click the box for your recurring. And, you know, heaven forbid, you know, months later you realize, oh, my God, that was a mistake. I never wanted to do that. Good luck getting your money back. Maybe you get a private entrance at the Trump Blitz rally. Trump treason tour.
Trump treason tour. Trump blitz rally. There is another box you could check. Check this box to make an additional donation on August 8th to keep our momentum going. Let's post a huge fundraising number to start August strong. Now,
fundraising for who and for what? I mean, what are you talking about, man?
You're not running for anything per se, are
you? He's running for his life. He's running for the border.
Well, here's another one, Dom. Campaign finance law requires us to collect your employment information.
But what's
he running for?
What campaign is he talking about? What
governing campaign finance laws? So the second question of the poll, number one is, will you support the Trump rally blitz? And I put no. And number two, I'm retired, or you got to give them your employer information because they expect a donation right now. They want it now.
No.
The Trump, what they call it here?
Treason tour. Trump treason tour. It's a triple T, man. It's hashtag Trump treason tour. You can do it. Say it.
You know
say
I cannot me. Because of alliteration reasons and, you know, like Thursday.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Treason tour. Trump yes. treason tour. Trump treason tour.
2022. Oh, my God. There's so many T's.
844-967-2789. Our friend Matt calling in from Minneapolis. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good.
Yeah. I think they should do the fascist blitz by Sweet, you know? That should be the theme song.
The ballroom blitz. Yeah, man. Also a fine rendition done by Crocus, if I recall.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, I want to talk about Kansas really quick.
Sure.
My girlfriend's from Wichita, and so we go there to see her family every now and then. And I've played in a goth rock band for years and years and years.
Nice.
And there's this
and you have a girlfriend?
Come on.
Anyway, there's this bar there called Kirby's, and it's been there since the 70s, and it's held together literally with band stickers, you know, and they have Goth Night once a month, and it packs out there.
Nice.
And as a matter of fact, one of the main female police officers on the Wichita Police Force is a goth. We call her Goth Cop. So anyway, what my point is that I've gotten to know a lot of people in that town, and, you know, there was vote no signs on all these people's lawns, you know, of those people and the alternative people and in some of the clothes stores and stuff. So it was a pretty organized thing. So it did not surprise me that it got voted down.
Well, Matt, there were also sort of some counter efforts, things they were sending out via text, like give women a choice, vote yes. Well, that, of course, is just the opposite of what that would have done. The choice to lose all your rights would be the only choice you're voting for. But there were efforts afoot to confuse the electorate as well. I guess, Matt, the fact that the people saw through it and still overwhelmingly rejected this attack.
60-40, yeah, that's a big win, Matt.
Yeah, it is. It is, for sure. But anyway, you know, I mean, that's why everybody was, you know, I knew some of that crap was going on because people that are friends that live in Wichita are friends of mine on Facebook, you know, follow a couple of bands of mine, and they were telling me they got those wacko texts.
Man, let me ask you sort of an off-the-beaten-path question. You say you're a goth band member, and you're sort of a double unicorn because you actually have a girlfriend. Do you also cheer for an NFL team? Are you a Vikings fan by chance, man?
I'm not a sports guy, and I'm also in a couple other bands. I've got a Dio tribute that's fronted by a female.
Oh,
singer.
Yeah, heaven and hell, baby.
Yeah, we do everything Dio, Sabbath Dio, Rainbow Dio.
Rainbow, yeah,
Matt,
bring it
to
me.
In the future, lead with the Dio cover band, not the goth band, but please continue, sir.
And then I've got a 60s band, too, where we do psychedelic stuff like Blue Cheer and Strawberry Alarm Clock.
That nice, dude.
Psychedelic light show. And when we play out, there's a lot of freedom smell going on in the bar.
Matt, appreciate your call, man. Thanks for sharing. Talking about the psychedelics, I was actually trying to get there through the NFL, through quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Did you see the latest? It's being reported everywhere from TMZ to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Apparently, he's into the psychedelics.
Yeah, baby, Sundays are for shrooms. I keep telling you.
Now, how do you get away as an NFL player, the highest paid player in the league, I believe? Now, claims he went down to South America and took a banned substance under U.S. law. It'd be a crime if he did it here, but he's somewhere else and he takes this drug, you know, for setting aside the whole Brittany Griner circumstance and her travails in Russia with the weed conviction. And then he comes back and he brags about it. And he says, you know, I attribute my last two MVP seasons to my altered mindset. It's been great for me.
That's, yeah, and no doubt. I think psychedelics can have a positive influence on people's minds. Now, I don't know what he was taking. What was that?
Ayahuasca? Are you aware of this?
No, man, I am not.
Y-A-H-U-A-S-K-A. I'm pretty sure it's like ayahuasca.
Yeah, it's a form of DMT.
And what's DMT, man?
It's a Molly.
It's highly, highly potent psychedelic.
So the guy went to South America and took some Molly and says, came back and had two MVP seasons. Let me read a little from the local reporting. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. You remember the fully immunized guy? They got COVID last year.
Yeah, but he's taken. He didn't want to take the. You know, it cracks me up. People that don't want to take, you know, the pharmaceutical,
vaccine,
but I'll take some.
Even heard of, dude.
Drugs in South America. And
I thought we tried all the drugs in college. But let me read a little bit more here. Revealed on Aubrey Marcus's podcast that he consumed ayahuasca or something that's it's probably close. Ayahuasca. Prior to his back-to-back MVP seasons, crediting the plant-based psychedelic for helping produce two of the best seasons of his career, thanks to a change in mindset and the improvement of his mental health. Maybe you need some, Dom. I don't think it's a coincidence, Rodgers said, about winning his third and fourth MVPs in 20 and 21, following an ayahuasca experience in South America. I really don't, quoting Rodgers. I really don't. I don't really believe in coincidences at this point. It's the universe, man. No, I threw in the man. It's the universe bringing things to happen when they're supposed to happen. There's signs and synchronicities all around us, man. At times, if we were awake enough to see them and take them in and listen to our intuition, man, when it's speaking to us or pounding us in the head saying, hey, dummy, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, it's very easy to see Aaron Rodgers as a character in like a half-baked movie.
Well, I mean, I saw
him. Have you seen the new hair? Like the way he entered training camp, he looked
like with Con Air, looking like
Cage.
I'm sorry. If there's more, please continue.
Oh, there's a little bit more. Rodgers said his decision to try ayahuasca was prompted by prior experience he had with psychedelics. Marcus said Rodgers once told him that one of the best days of my life involved taking mushrooms on a beach where he subsequently felt myself merge with the ocean, as well as from listening to Marcus's podcast, Suck Up. If you're taking shrooms this weekend, folks, take the Devil's Advocates podcast with you. But not the part where Dom was talking nonsensically before. Yeah, skip that part. Roger said people's focus on the negatives of ayahuasca, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and hallucinations. Yeah, those are some bad side effects. I don't remember getting diarrhea and vomiting. Well,
come on, man. The shrooms, absolutely. It takes too many shrooms. I mean, if you have it will impact your stomach if you have, you know, a sensitive stomach. I recall when we were in college, I think it was draft night, right? We had a big party and took some shrooms and took a little more because it took too long to impact us, and everyone started tripping balls and a few people started throwing up, and then, you know, I mean, but it was all good. No one got hurt.
I didn't throw up.
Not, you didn't, but others did.
Okay. So as we make it clear, I didn't throw up that night. A little bit more. Roger said, talking about, you know, the side effects, vomiting, diarrhea, hallucinations, but not the deep and meaningful and crazy mind-expanding possibilities and also deep self-love and healing that can happen on the other side. He said that following the trip and ayahuasca experience, he knew that I was never going to be the same. He has been sort of a changed dude. For me, I didn't do that and think, oh, I'm never playing football again. No, I gave it a deep and meaningful appreciation of life. My intention, the first night I was going in, I want to feel that what pure love feels like. It's like listening to the Devil's Advocates, fella. Come back, more devils, more hallucinogens.
You take drugs, Danny?
I'm not done yet. Thank you.
Excellent.
Move this man! Move!
Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you love the love, you better call right now. Last segment of the day, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, about 24 hours from now, we'll be at a Donald Trump rally in the Shaw, baby. A Trumplets rally.
Come on, Crudy. But it's the Trump Treason Tour 2022.
He's here to endorse Tim Michaels decertifying the election in 2020. Of course, that's 2 years ago now. And Adam Steen, the opponent of Robin Voss. And he's doing so in Becky Clayfish's backyard. And she just had, Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. Mike Pence at a roundtable in Pewaukee yesterday. So we got Walker and Ted Cruz and Mike Pence throwing their, you know, collected whitey righty-ism behind Rebecca Clayfish's nomination. And, of course, you've got Tim Michaels with the endorsement of Donald Trump riding in on a white horse to save his candidacy. Because you know where elections are won and lost, at least on the Republican side. Southeastern Wisconsin. And it's the Wow Counties, but it's right-wing talk radio. And this is going to make for interesting bedfellows, right, Dom? Because all these people are, trying to support Robin Voss? Because he's the best weapon the Republicans have, they feel like, against Tony Evers. Oh, no, he's been a great, he's been killing Evers. You know, he's a great guy, this true conservative Robin Voss. But, of course, he will not, at least not today, push the decertification of the 2020 election, which makes him a traitor in the eyes of Donald Trump. The disarray, you like to say disarray, Dom. You like that word, disarray.
They're in disarray.
Just getting started, baby. Do you know the disarray coming to Waukesha County tomorrow, coming to the fairgrounds? And I don't mean you and I. I mean, the ratings machine is just going to stomp all over the Wisconsin GOP. It's just going to be the greatest late crushing in a nomination race. And it's probably going to kill Clayfish. It probably will. I think this will actually have impact. And Michaels has spent so much money outstate. I think he had the outstate. This is very strategic. They're sticking it to Clayfish. And I think it will have impact. And if Michaels wins, sadly, I think he's probably the stronger candidate. Because they're both acting Trumpy. But if you contrast, I mean, from a Republican's point of view, who would you rather have a beer with? This guy or Tony Evers? Tony would probably drink his beer through a mask.
Wait, you're talking about Michaels?
Yeah.
Who do we say he looked like the brother-in-law from? Randy Quaid? The Randy Quaid lookalike guy? The guy who's accepting, and not that the other Republican GOP candidates did not seek, but accepting the endorsement of the treasonous traitor Donald Trump. I mean, come on, man.
You party with Randy Quaid. Don't say you wouldn't have him.
Not, no, you, dude, not today. I mean, maybe back during Christmas vacation. But the, no, hell no. Listen, I like to have fun. You know me, I like to have a good time. But I stay away from the lunatics, man. Lunatics you stay away from because they're unpredictable. You don't know where they're going to end up. And you don't want to be a part of that crap show when things go south when you got a lunatic next to you, dude. And Donald Trump literally is a lunatic. Donald Trump literally led, conspired. Right? Coordinated an attack on this Capitol. And the fact that GOP members are still to this day seeking, wanting, needing the Trump endorsement, well, they're going to get that stink on them as well. Now, I mean, how it boils down to
stinker golden bronzer.
the local race here between Clayfish and Michaels, I don't know. I mean, from a strategic position, I think I'd, you know, go with what the DCCC's been doing, man. You go for the nuttiest one, and right now that's Michaels.
Ram Jam.
But he's not, he doesn't have a chance though, man. I mean that's not happening. Ram Jam's not going to make his polling 3%.
Ram Jam does not win the nomination, it's a rigged primary.
You're right. And if Becky doesn't win it, it's a rigged primary. Whoever loses is going to accuse it of being a rigged primary. Whoever wins, well, it's exactly what the people wanted. I mean, that is the kind of asinine attitude that is now pervasive in the mega cult because of people like Donald Trump. And even if you're smart enough, and I think Becky is and probably Michaels is, I'm not sure about Ram Jam, to know that that's not the case, they still say it, so it still has the impact. Doesn't matter what you know and what goes on in your head. What matters is what comes out of your mouth when you're in front of a crowd, when you're in front of your supporters, and what you say when they look up to you for guidance, right? For energy, for philosophy. And you're going to come out and toy with MAGA? Becky, you know better. Ram Jam doesn't. Becky knows better. Michaels probably knows better, but they're going to do it anyway. So to embrace the Trump treason tour 2020, I mean, maybe it'll do great for him next Tuesday, but come November, when Trump gets indicted prior to and all that stuff comes down, you're not going to want to be anywhere near that cat.
It's still going to be a razor's edge, Tom. Sadly, the contrast between Tony Evers and whoever the eventual nominee is, your favorite Ram Jam or one of the others, it's still going to be a coin flip on election night.
It's Wisconsin. It's always a coin flip.
I know it shouldn't be, though. Should it?
Well, not for Trump. No, I mean, it shouldn't be, but that's where we are. And I mean, I don't know. Unfortunately, you know, Kansas gives me some hope. But again, every state, every situation, every scenario, every election is different. You know, a lot of people came out to vote for the right to have an abortion, but then did not vote down ticket, right? Like an extra 300,000 people didn't vote for any of the other candidates. They voted on that one issue.
Why would they care in the partisan primary? And that's what I was trying to...
Well, because, come on, you're already in the booth. You can check a box. I mean, you're already there. You already went through the effort. Why wouldn't you care?
That's a stronger statement. I am a single-issue voter. I vote for women's rights. I mean, who gives a damn who wins the partisan primary? I'm there to vote for women's rights. That's a stronger statement. And I think you're right. I think you alluded to the fact that if, you know, abortion was a referendum question on a number of different ballots across the state of Wisconsin, in the same way that legalized marijuana was in like 16 different districts. I mean, you know, Tony Evers owes his gubernatorialship. I prefer gubernatorial.
Goobership.
He owes his last 4 years to the hardworking activist at Wisconsin's Normal that put marijuana on the ballot. I would be very, very curious if anyone could replicate that effort and, you know, put abortion on the ballot. Tony,
non-binding referendum. People want to know, where do you stand? Do women have the right to choose, or should the Republicans endorse and force governmental birthing?
Yeah, but would they just come in and vote on the single issue and leave Tony off the ballot?
They might. They did in Kansas.
Stick around. We've got Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. And a little bit later, Joel Clayfish, at least playing out in the Shaw, has Claiborne Benson, a fine guest. You're going to want to hear that show. Tomorrow night, Dominic and Crudy, live from Trump, special coverage. And don't forget, Tuesday night is primary election night in the great state of Wisconsin. Special coverage that night as well. Keep it locked right here, Civic Media, Devil's Advocates. We're your friends. We're your buddies.
peasant. Are you still trying to win?
No. You, me, no. Screw you guys. I'm a gang hand.